Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We are studying the life of Jesus through the lens of his disciple, Simon Peter, in a series we are calling Beyond the Shallows. The main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. Today we come to the book of Acts, chapters 3 and 4, where God used Peter to heal a crippled man, and not just any crippled man, but a man who had been crippled from birth. And to be honest with you, this passage has given me a bit of a challenge. And here's why. I tried to think of really any angle that I could approach this passage that wasn't about the healing of the man. I attempted several different application points, but really couldn't get away from this man's healing. No matter how hard I try. There's several reasons for that. First of all, it's really the main idea of the passage. This passage is all about this man's healing and how God used Peter in the name of Jesus to heal him. And so I think it's important for us to think about. So why try to avoid it? Well, here's why. I find stories like this in the Bible sometimes hard to apply. I find it difficult to understand. I often don't know what the main takeaway is. I mean, do we apply it by saying, okay, God used Peter to do this, and through the Holy Spirit, God can use us to do this. Like, God wants to use us to heal people. God still heals people. He uses people to heal people. Well, possibly, but this becomes difficult because God doesn't always heal people when we ask him to. And it's hard to know when it's the Spirit's work and when it's just something we're asking for. And sometimes it's hard to know, does God give the gift of healing? Does healing happen a little bit more sporadically? How do you make sense of it? Then there's kind of the other side of the coin, which I think we're kind of tempted to go to this side and say, you know, that was then. God used the apostles in that way, but he doesn't use us in that way. God used them for healings and did miracles through them, but he doesn't do that kind of thing anymore. We're in a different time, and that was the early church, and, you know, it's 2021, and it just doesn't happen like that. But then we all know stories of miraculous healings that God has brought about in the world. We all have stories about things, especially from other countries, from foreign countries, where miracles happen, and God uses people, and their prayers were prayed, and they were answered. And so I think that's what makes it really hard. Which one of these ideas is right? Well, I don't know. And this is why I think I wanted to avoid this to begin with. I just think sometimes I avoid topics. I don't know if you do this, but I avoid topics because they aren't nice, tidy, in-the-box answers for this kind of activity of God. There aren't easy explanations. There aren't systems of belief that these kind of things fit into. A plus B does not always equal C. And so I would rather avoid that than say, gosh, I just don't know. And I'm open, but I'm skeptical. And so I'd rather just avoid it. But should I be avoiding it? Like, should we be avoiding it? I don't think so. And I was challenged to actually do the opposite, to lean into the tension and to say, you know what, I don't know what to do with this. I'm not sure how God works in relation to healing today. I'm not sure when God chooses to heal and how and through whom. But you know what, I'm going to pray for it. I'm going to seek God for it. I'm going to trust that if God did it then, that he's able to do it now. Is that right? Is that wrong? I don't really know. But I choose to trust that if the Holy Spirit wants to move through me or others in this way, then, man, why wouldn't we welcome it? And I'm not going to stop asking God to do the miraculous just because I'm not always certain he will. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. I hope that you'll come back for the rest of the week for more episodes. Lord, thank you for passages like this, for kind of hard passages that we don't always know what to do with. They show us that we need to depend upon your Holy Spirit, that we need to trust, that we aren't just following a system, but we're in relationship with a person, that this relationship we're in with you is really one of faith, of trust, that your Holy Spirit isn't just something we read about, but it's a someone who lives inside of us. He is a someone, and God, use us today through your Holy Spirit to do whatever you want through us, and help us even to be open to the miraculous. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to use you to bless someone today how he wants to use you.